Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The majority leader in the U.S. Senate says text of a bipartisan border deal in that chamber is being made available for everyone to see this week.
Conversations are ongoing. Some issues still need resolution, but we are getting very close on the National Security Supplemental.
Text of the bill should be released before the weekend. Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer promised to have a vote for the bill's passage out of the U.S. Senate by the middle of next week, likely Wednesday. Over in the House, Republican Speaker Mike Johnson has said the bill faces an uphill climb where conservative lawmakers don't believe it goes far enough. Speaker Johnson also says one provision that would allow the president to shut down the border in an emergency might be overkill. The push to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary intensifies. Corey Myers has more.
Ohio Republican Senate candidate Bernie Moreno told Fox News Digital that Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas should absolutely be impeached.
Well, it should never have been appointed. Grotesquely unqualified for the job.
The House expected to vote on the possible impeachment soon, and if that vote goes through, it then heads to the Senate for a trial.
Service members who were stationed at U.S. Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune from the mid-1970s to mid-1980s had at least a 20% higher risk for several cancers than those stationed elsewhere. That's according to findings in a new government study released this week. The new anti-bullying state legislative proposal would seek to punish those who, by using text or speech, prod known suicidal individuals into committing the act. It's what happened to 21-year-old Max Coleman, a young man whose death by suicide has rallied advocates to put pressure on Kansas state lawmakers to make change. Opponents of the proposal say additional funding for mental health programs would be a better approach. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
It could be a very long journey for the passengers and crew of one high-dollar Queen Victoria cruise ship that's weathering a spreading sickness on board this month. There are multiple reports confirming a contagious gastrointestinal illness on board. According to the CDC, the ship left on January 22nd from Florida. It was scheduled to head to Aruba, Guatemala, Cabo San Lucas, San Francisco, and Hawaii before ending its journey on February 12th. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she has no patience for the dozen or so immigrants accused of attacking NYPD officers in Times Square this week.
Get them all and send them back. We don't touch our police officers. We don't touch anybody.
It was all caught on tape. A number of the suspects are believed to be immigrants staying in New York City shelters. Police have said there are six additional suspects on their watch list. There is critical acclaim and anticipation building around a new historical drama being written and produced by some of the minds behind Game of Thrones. David Benioff, Dan Weiss, and Bernie Caulfield are all executive producers now for the series Death by Lightning, coming to Netflix. It's a series that follows the rise of the 20th U.S. President James Garfield and his greatest admirer and the man who would come to kill him, Charles Guiteau. In its announcement this week, Netflix did not include a release date. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Officially, Nepal is a secular country that allows religious freedom. But this small country, known for its huge mountains, is a hostile place for Christians. The strong history of Hinduism makes it hard for Nepali believers to openly express their faith without being ostracized for following Jesus. Despite this, people are responding to the Tide Nepali Language Gospel Radio broadcast. To tell even more people about Jesus, the Tide Ministry also broadcasts in the Taru language. Most of this tribal group practice an ethnic religion influenced by Hinduism, and less than 0.5% of them are Christian. Pray that our broadcasts inspire people to follow Jesus and provide support and encouragement for those facing persecution. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world who are finding new life and hope by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do. And thanks for coming along for the ride and being a part of the solution, not adding to the problem. We got enough problems to deal with. How you doing? Happy Friday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Liz P. coming up in just a moment. Well, according to the Babylon Bee, Mayorkas says he's not sure he can be impeached when he doesn't even do anything. Every once in a while, they can be so honest, right? And it is official. Spring is right around the corner. Punxsutawney Phil did not see a shadow in front of thousands of spectators Friday morning at Gobbler's Knob in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Part of the annual Groundhog Day tradition celebrated in the U.S. and Canada. That means, according to the legend, we're in for an early spring. Now, this marks the first time, note this, since 2020 that Phil predicted an early spring, and the 21st time since records were kept. And speaking of records, good news on unemployment, and let's bring Liz Peek here to tell us all about it. Liz Peek, of course, Fox News contributor and Wall Street analyst. Liz, good morning. How are you? Yeah, I knew you were there. Okay, we must have... Okay, we'll reconnect. All right, it's Friday morning, you know. I'm still here on the West Coast, and, Pineapple Express came and went with a minimal amount of damage. Some areas, notably do not know how to handle water here on the West Coast. And this is amazing, because the West Coast needs water. And they get it, and they don't know what to do. It's pathetic. And this isn't something that just happened and has only been happening, you know, for the last, couple of years. I mean, this has been going on forever. Hey, Liz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. I'm sorry about our connection problem. I don't know what that was.
Well, I was telling everybody, we had the Pineapple Express coming through. Maybe it shocked the wire lines or something. You know, it came and went. I mean, California is so incredibly wonderful. I mean, this is why people want Gavin Newsom, because he's such the poster boy of effective leadership. I mean, this state, it longs for water, it gets water, and it just floods itself. It just doesn't know what to do.
I know. Didn't we hear about drought in California, like, for a decade?
Oh, it's been going on.
It starts to rain, and everybody has a complete mental breakdown that, in fact, the rain isn't exactly perfect. Or, I mean, what is going on? But mind you, I live in New York, which is equally dysfunctional, so I don't have a leg to stand on in terms of being critical of you guys.
Well, but that's okay. I'm here with the kids, for a couple of weeks, and it's just been a lot of fun, seeing the kids and the grandkids. But it's just like, I pray that this dysfunction does not land on them, that hopefully their generation is smart enough to finally figure this stuff out. But first thing is they got to quit voting these knuckleheads in that maintain these practices, because what will happen next is that, we've got another rain surge that's coming in next week. And so we got a little bit of flooding, but it's the pattern. It rains, it floods, it's a mess. They come to all the taxpayers once again. Hey, we need money because we're in dire straits, and the taxpayers, and we're codependent in this whole insanity.
I mean, it's just horrifying on every front, but honestly, it's true everywhere, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm looking at, we had a huge jobs report, as you may have already reported.
Yes.
And I was in the car when it happened, so I was just quickly looking to see where it's happening, because I don't know about you, I'm not seeing much in the way of hiring. I'm seeing layoffs reported all the
exactly.
time.
Well, that's why I'm wondering, when is the asterisk going to come in, you know, and they adjust the numbers down, because I'm seeing they're talking, you know, healthcare sector and, hospitality and that. But I'm not seeing, you know, and my first thought was, okay, how much more did we grow the government in January?
Yeah, and the number there is not huge. 36,000 is not great. I would rather see a negative number, but, you know, that's.
Yes.
So it is a little confusing to me. And do I believe these numbers? Not totally, I have to admit.
We've been trained not to trust the numbers. It's not our fault.
Well, and this time you had a big revision upwards in terms of past numbers. From, I guess, in November was revised up 9,000, but December was revised up 117,000. I have to tell you, Bill, you begin to question all this data, right?
Yeah.
Yesterday on Larry Kudlow's show, we ended the show talking about how everybody's gotten it wrong. And truly, I mean, the IMF just raised estimates of growth for almost every country in the world. And frankly, I thought it was disheartening because they've been totally wrong. Everybody's, all the economists, I remember writing a piece about, I don't know, a year and a quarter ago, maybe, one of the major Wall Street firms had done a big survey of all their clients. Mm-hmm. Probability of a recession, 100% of those economists that they had surveyed were calling for a recession. Obviously, we had a short recession, two quarters of down growth, but we've not really had the recession that everyone's been looking for. Now, everyone is like, oh, no recession coming. And now I'm worried because, yeah. I mean, you know, it is a weird time, mm-hmm. and I think it all has to go back to COVID. I think it has to go back to COVID spending. I think, you know, we have never had a time in our economy, obviously, where we've had a $6 trillion spend-a-thon by the federal and local and state governments, because a lot of that money did filter out to those local governments. I don't think we have any idea how that works. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, we don't really have an idea on what's on the other side of that. In other words, are we just going to continue with trillion-dollar deficits forever, you know, and increase government spending? I don't think many sane people think we can. I don't think most people think that's really good for our country or good for our economy. The question is, who's going to have the guts to pull the plug? And it sure isn't going to be in an election year. It's kind of weird, right?
That's the big influence, is it's election year. So in election year, when the hyperbole is flying about, you know, there's no accountability. I mean, because you got to support the cause, you know, you got to support your team. So you hyperventilate the numbers. And so, you know, to convince those who are ideologically fixed that, you know, they are on the winning side regardless.
Yeah.
And the thing is like we talked about last time, Liz, what seemed to be affecting this number is the reality of the economy. It is still rough out there, and people are working two or three additional jobs, and the side hustle is really, I mean, it's frantic like the Obama years one more time, right?
Yeah. So that, I mean, that's going to be, I haven't had a chance to look at that number. That's a key one. How many people are doubling down and now carrying two or three jobs? It's a big number. It's several million people.
Well, and again, I mean, they're reporting the average hourly earnings, a key measure of inflation, rose by 19 cents. January's jobs report is the first major piece of economic data since the Federal Reserve's latest policy meeting which wrapped up on Wednesday when central bankers unanimously decided to keep interest rates at their current 22-year high. Got to go to break. We've got more from Liz Peek. Stand by.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, Liz Peek there, Fox News contributor, Wall Street analyst. Well, Joe Biden's natural gas export, his pause, a win no doubt for Russia, another loss for the United States, and dare I say, Liz, our allies. Our allies who were counting on us because Joe Biden said, hey, not to worry, LNG, we got plenty, we'll take care of you. Not so much.
Yeah. This honestly has to go down as one of the dumbest and most blatantly political decisions of Joe Biden's presidency. And boy, is there a lot of competition for that title. But in you know, you have to kind of look at the LNG business, which I know most people aren't that familiar with, but we're basically exporting natural gas because we have 86 years supply of natural gas in our country. It's cheap. It's relatively clean compared to coal or fuel oil. So Joe Biden decides to, as a sop to the environmentalists who are aghast that we're still drilling for any fossil fuels or that we're eating steak or burning, you know, cooking on gas stoves, as a sop to a group that he has now alienated by approving a drilling project up in Alaska, Joe Biden has decided to pause giving the green light to more LNG exports. LNG exports, number one, help the climate because one of the biggest importers of LNG is China. China is using coal. The more we get gas to China, the less coal they're burned. So it's a win-win for the climate to be exporting LNG. Secondly, in terms of finances, the biggest importers are South Korea, Japan, and China. All three of those countries we run a huge deficit, trade deficit with. Mm-hmm. This is very helpful to basically offsetting some of that monstrous trade deficit. And then finally, other exporters of LNG that we're competing with that we will now give a hand up to include Russia. And guess who else is getting into the game? Iran.
Yes,
so
exactly.
Tell me again why this is in any way a good decision. I will tell you, it is not. It's a disaster.
Well, Joe Biden and the Democrats have counted and relied on the party just for the sake of the D. The D just dumbs them down and, you know, makes them, they're just blind to the obvious, Liz. I mean, because just what you cited here is just, you know, basic stuff. But, of course, the mainstream media, there's no way they're going to talk about this.
No, I mean, this will all be about saving the planet and, you know, how the, I mean, and even, I mean, the amazing thing to me, he even said in a statement about this decision that it was all about pleasing young voters and some other category. I mean, he didn't even pretend. And by the way, that is the case. He's losing young voters. But guess what? They don't like his stance on Israel because they've been taught erroneous history in their schools and propaganda, leftist propaganda in their schools. So they think the Palestinians are the people we should be supporting. Yeesh, not a good idea. So now he has to come out with stuff that he thinks will please the young voters. They don't know anything about natural gas. I mean, it's really just tragic, honestly.
Yeah, all they know is they go to the gas pump. They see that it was high. Now it's low by compare, which, again, you wonder, you go, what is going on? You know, we're producing more oil than ever right now, and maybe that's why it's happening. But I'm sure that Joe Biden is doing everything he can to make sure, even the cost per gallon here in California. I told you I was in California last time I was here. It was in some places $7 a gallon. Now, you know, it's kind of reasonable. I mean, you know, low $4, you know, per gallon, you know, comparatively, go ahead.
Well, as I say, here's a terrible accusation, but actually I think this weekend I'm going to work on this as an idea because I think it's true. A lot of people on the right are incensed that it's been, what, 5-6 days now since troops were killed by Iran-backed weapons and Iran-backed people. We haven't done a damn thing to respond. Everybody's saying, why not hit their oil infrastructure in Iran? Because under Trump, Iran was exporting almost no oil. Now it's up to 3 million barrels a day or thereabouts. Mm-hmm. Guess why Joe Biden is not going to go after Iran's infrastructure? Because the first thing that happens is that worldwide oil prices go up. The second thing is that gasoline prices in the U.S. go up. And the third thing is his approval ratings go down because nothing correlates better with Joe Biden's approval ratings than the price of gasoline. So if you look at what he's done with Venezuela, remember he lifted sanctions on Venezuela when we had this gas price surge. And then, now he's realizing maybe it isn't the Democratic wunderkind that we thought it was. So now he's reimposing sanctions. on Venezuela. Honestly, you can't make this up. It is so dishonest and so deceitful. It makes me scream.
Yes, exactly. Well, and, you know, speaking of Israel, day 119, Biden issued an unprecedented executive order. I don't know if you saw this. Very little, if anything, is being said about this, aimed at punishing Israeli settlers in the West Bank who have attacked Palestinian civilians. Are you kidding me?
I know. Well, again, another stop to the young voters and Arab Americans. He had a big demonstration yesterday when he was in Michigan, I believe it was. Yes, yesterday. Mm-hmm. Guess what? People in Michigan, a lot of Arabs there, a lot of Somalis and so forth. And they don't like what he's doing in Palestine. And guess what? I think we're going to see this throughout this year. I don't think this is going away anytime soon. This movement, this anti-Israel movement, is growing in this country. I think it is an absolute anchor around his neck. I hope it's an anchor around his neck, because this man has made more policy blunders in the Middle East and, by the way, in foreign affairs than any president in recent history. By the way, and I would say just one final thing. I don't mean to rant, but I'm in a rant mood this morning.
Okay. Rant on, lady.
So this Joe Biden and the Democrats think they're terribly clever to basically position Donald Trump to be the Republican nominee by attacking him, by suing him, by indicting him, et cetera. You know, they knew that this would cause a surge in support for Donald Trump. Indeed, it has. It looks like he'll be the Republican nominee. At the same time, they've given him the three issues to run on that are absolutely the best in his wheelhouse.
Exactly.
Immigration and the border, the economy, and Iran. How stupid can you be to hand your opponent, and they have done this. This is not, you know, Liz P. granting. This is what Joe Biden has done. He took his finger off his foot off the sanctions break in Iran. They invited everybody to come across the border. And then they pumped up the economy full of government spending and occasion inflation. So he deserves to lose. Boy, I sure hope he does.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I had written, you know, how can the three amigos, Biden, Harris, and Mayorkas, be at such a loss and how to fix the border crisis? Little hint, what would Donald Trump do? And what did Donald Trump do? Exactly.
He'd apply the law. Right. We have laws that require asylum seekers, for example, to stay in a third party country while they await their asylum hearing. That's not being imposed at all. And people have said as much as 70% of the. First of all, I would do that. Secondly, whatever happened to the wall? I was listening to some Arkansas congressman on Bloomberg this morning talking about that wall has been under construction since 1992. This is not a brand new idea. And guess why? It works. And so, you know, Biden comes in and he undoes the, he stops construction on the wall, which is a great big green arrow to all those people in Central and South America and China and Russia and Afghanistan and all the other places people are coming from. Please come on in. We don't have a wall. We want to have you here.
Yeah, and don't worry about all that excess metal and wall material that's just been deteriorating, millions of dollars worth of elements that are just sitting there rotting away on the border or being sold for, you know, cents on the dollar. I mean, it's just absurd, you know, what they've done. One final thing here, 35 seconds, so we're going to have to hit it real fast, and that is Donald Trump needs Nikki Haley's billionaires, right?
Well, that's what I wrote for The Hill. Yes, he does. His fourth quarter, I had a feeling his fourth quarter fundraising report wasn't going to be great because they didn't file it until like 11 o'clock on the day it was due. And the Biden camp had come out with pretty big numbers a couple of days earlier. And it wasn't good. I mean, he's just not raising a whole lot of money because guess what? He's in court all the time, not holding big rallies. He does have this time a very good campaign.
Gotta leave it there, Liz Peek. Thanks.
Global supply chain. Businesses are looking to generative AI for help in navigating these challenges while also responding to delivery demands. According to a recent survey by the IBM Institute for Business Value, CEOs are rapidly investing in generative AI to automate and streamline their supply chains. In fact, 89% of executives report that key investments in automation will include generative AI capabilities. The capacity to respond to real-time data is a necessity for improving supply chains, and executives are hungry for the right data. In fact, Being able to respond to real-time demand volatility is a top operational priority, 51% over the next 3 years. Rob Cushman, Global Supply Chain Transformation Leader, IBM Consulting.
Organizations are seizing the generative AI moment to capture opportunities to increase responsiveness, build deeper human tech partnerships, and quickly automate their supply chain. Those that don't will be stuck wondering why they've fallen behind.
To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV, sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. Walgreens is being accused of being racist for closing a store in Boston.
A Democratic Massachusetts lawmaker, Representative Ayanna Pressley, accused Walgreens of racial discrimination for withdrawing from the predominantly black and Hispanic neighborhood of Roxbury. This marks the fourth Walgreens store closure in Boston in just over a year. Pressley, along with Senators Ed Markey and Elizabeth Warren, sought answers from Walgreens CEO Tim Wentworth, who did not respond to Fox News Digital's request for comment regarding the reason for the store closure. I'm John Schaefer.
Get ready for new limits on password sharing on Hulu. The Disney-owned streaming platform's changing its terms of service now to ban account sharing with people outside the house. The change will be made immediate for new customers. For existing customers, there will be a grace period until March 14th. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Before the top of the hour, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. We've got Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing well. Thanks.
Well, happy Groundhog Day. Buxtony Phil came out of his hole.
Yeah. You know that is originally a Catholic holiday, the Feast of Candlemas, the Presentation of Mary.
Well, maybe that's why Puxtony Phil, when he came out of his hole, saw Taylor Swift's shadow.
And what he did was he registered as a Democrat to vote for Biden.
Exactly, and got all the other all the other groundhogs to do the same. You know what? What can we tell you? Well, look at the three amigos down there on the border. You know, Biden, Harris, and Mayorkas. Still can't figure out what to do, but you pose, would Jesus use razor wire at the borders? Would he gaslight people with dishonest what would Jesus do arguments, right?
Right. I've been seeing so much on social media, manipulative messaging by progressive Christians, and it's so cynical. And so disgusting. For instance, an example of it would be Jesus was a brown-skinned refugee. I don't want to be like the Herod's soldiers hunting him down. And that is so stupid on so many levels that it almost makes rational thought impossible. And I actually see people say things like, you can make all the rational, logical arguments you want, but to me, it's all about the individual in need, fleeing poverty, seeking a better life. And I thought, can anyone be sincere when he says things like that?
Hmm.
And that's what I posed in the article. And my answer is no.
Right.
No. People who say things like that are not sincere. Mm-hmm. So when you deal with them, don't try to convince them that they're luring you into a trap. It's like the tar baby in Joel Chandler Harris. No, when someone is doing that, they are gaslighting you and manipulating you and trying to make you look like a bad person to others for doing the intelligent and prudent and fair Christian, legal, and democratic thing of insisting that our democratically enacted immigration laws actually get enforced.
Exactly.
So when someone is trying to gaslight and humiliate you, you should turn it around and mock and expose and try to humiliate them. These are not your fellow citizen or your fellow Christian. These are the priests of Baal. Mm-hmm. And it's your job to be prophetic and expose them as the liars and frauds that they are.
Well, that would be like Jesus healing the blind and sending them into Roman slavery.
Really,
I mean, when you think about it, because, you know, what's happening here is that these people are being sent to our southern border to be captured by the cartels, to be beholden to the cartels, sent into America for God knows what. You know, we know, you know, the menu, sex trafficking, drug running, whatever evil thing that could be done. Jesus would have nothing at all to do with this. But see,
and the only reason to do it is to get some more Democrat voters in the future. That is the only reason that Biden is doing this.
Yeah, so you want to support the party that is creating, really, I mean, here it is, supposedly the part which we know historically is they have recalculated and reworked the narrative to act like they are the ones that fought against slavery, when every inch of history demonstrates time and again that they're the ones that promoted history, and here they are doing what they do. They're creating a modern form of slavery with these illegals coming across the border, John.
Yeah, we should be clear. These people are not real refugees. They are being greeted at the border by lawyers from George Soros nonprofits and from disgusting pyramid schemes like Catholic Charities, which is neither Catholic nor charity. It's
right.
An immigration pyramid scheme. They're being greeted and told, all you have to say is, I am afraid to go back to my country. You just say that, read that script, and these nice immigration officials will have been ordered by Joe Biden to let you in. They'll fly you anywhere you want in America. If you go to California, you get free insurance. You can get on a plane without ID, unlike any American. Basically, they're being treated far, far better than blue-collar Americans. They're being sent to black neighborhoods. They're closing schools for them. You have Democrat mayors telling people to open your homes to these squatters. It's so crazy. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I don't know if you know the old legend that when Cortez and the Spaniards showed up in Mexico, that Montezuma didn't resist him at first because they thought he was a returning god.
Yes.
That's not actually true. Historians have sort of debunked that. But that is, in fact, how progressive Christians are acting with these immigrants. They're acting like every one of them is Jesus Christ, and we should worship them like a fetish. And then when they commit crimes, when they assault police in New York, they're turned loose without bail. Meanwhile, a Christian who beheads a statue of Satan that is not representative of any real religion at all. There is no religion behind that. It's just like putting up a statue of Hitler to insult people. He's being charged with a hate crime. What we're seeing is an open, aggressive, hateful persecution of traditional Americans, conservatives, and Christians by arrogant elites, who can also occasionally turn street mobs and looters out to set fires. And then they won't prosecute them, but they'll prosecute little old ladies for taking selfies at the Capitol.
Exactly. Or, you know, people praying for, praying against abortion.
I mean,
God forbid we should stand in the way of life, you know, of death, right?
Right. I mean, we absolutely need to win the election, if only in order to pardon all the innocent people that the criminal Biden gang has sent to prison. The next thing we need to do is to prosecute the criminal Biden gang and all their law-breaking associates. Trump, the first time he won, was way too forgiving. He was trying to build bridges, and that was a terrible mistake. His greatest mistake was not locking Hillary up. His second greatest mistake was listening to liars like Mike Pence, who told him that he had to fire Mike Flynn. His presidency was, in a sense, almost over that. But he also tried to reach out to people like Nikki Haley. And what he didn't realize that these are vipers. You don't try to keep a viper in your shirt pocket and hope that it'll become your friend. You don't try to tame and domesticate savage enemies.
Well, the other thing too, John, that I think he overlooked greatly and didn't anticipate, he didn't get any help with anybody that understood what was going on and how Barack Obama resettled 4,000 of his, of his administrative class into the bureaucracy to do everything and add more pressure and resistance against Donald Trump's policies.
Oh, well, absolutely, to nullify the election.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the damage that was done. I mean, we talk about, you know, everybody, you know, gets so shocked and talked about, you know, election interference. It's like, I mean, look at all the shenanigans. I mean, even, you know, going back to Harry Reid, and his interference on, the tax returns of one John Kerry. Got to go to break.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only-CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you with Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org. You want to check it out for his latest latest filings, and we're going to continue to hit on several of them. But before we do, John, I got to tell you, you know, being a Catholic as you are, I just am amazed. I'm on the road a little bit, so I've been to several Catholic churches, and they are absolutely mum on the whole homosexual blessing thing that the Pope had put out there. Of course, the Pope's kind of it's amazing. He kind of stands away from it, and he's not taking direct hits on it. But he's not saying anything to stop it. He's just leaving it out there. And the local priest, I've asked him, I go, what are you going to do about this? I go, do you realize this is ripe for a schism that's within the Catholic Church? I mean, we're back to, after Ecumenical Council, the Second Ecumenical Council, when Catholics abandoned ship. I mean, it's ripe for another one here. And you guys are not saying anything. What's going on?
They don't want to be prosecuted. I mean, what Pope Francis did intentionally opens up priests and bishops to being sued by litigious gay couples, the way those Christian bakers and wedding planners are getting sued, because you won't have the First Amendment defense. My church requires it. Mm-hmm. It'll be no. Your Pope said you should do it, and that it's entirely up to you. So I, as a judge, am going to hold you guilty of a hate crime, guilty of illegal discrimination against these gay couples. Mm-hmm. This was 100% a setup by the Pope in order to force priests into the position of having to do these weddings and to force the bishops to force the priests to do it. Mm-hmm. Because if the priest says no, and the bishop then is the guy who's going to get sued, who's going to have to provide the attorneys to defend that priest, who might very well lose millions of dollars. So a faithful bishop, a faithful priest, will be subject to the LGBT litigation machine.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is bishops have a very strong incentive to tell the priest to go along and bless sodomy in church. And if they won't, Caesar, the Biden regime, will go after them. Mm-hmm. This is Pope Francis's way of cynically using the gay lobby and its litigation machine to purge the priesthood of faithful priests who resist Pope Francis and his heresy. I believe Pope Francis is an atheist. I don't know when he became an atheist. I suspect, though I can't prove, that he was one of those young men that
that the Communist Party sent into seminaries in the 50s and 60s and 70s to undermine the church from within. As the woman Bella Dodd, former communist spy, testified in the 50s before the House Committee on American Activities, she said, we in the Communist Party were doing this. Well, why are we so surprised that they would have done it in Argentina, where there was a very strong communist party and communist insurgency? If the communists could get an agent on the team of physicists for the Manhattan Project at Los Alamos, I think they could get one in a second-rate Argentine seminary in the 70s.
You think? Yeah, exactly.
The only explanation for me for Pope Francis's activities is that. I have a new piece at the stream called The Pornocracy at the Vatican. Pornocracy means rule by whores. And it's actually a reference to a historical period in the 10th century when wealthy prostitutes, courtesans, got for a while were picking the popes, firing them. What we have now is basically degenerate homosexuals elected Pope Francis, that supporters of and people enablers of pedophiles.
Right.
And one of them was a Cardinal Godfrey de Niel. He is a Belgian cardinal. One of his bishops was molesting his own nephew. We have audio tape of Cardinal de Niel yelling at the nephew, yelling at the victim, accusing him of blackmailing his molester and ordering him to keep silent and telling him he should repent of having been a temptation to his uncle to rape him.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
This was Cardinal de Niel, who was the leading force organizing votes for Pope Francis. And when Pope Francis was elected, he had de Niel, the first person out on the balcony to congratulate him, was this disgraced enabler of pedophile. And the Pope just appointed Tucho Fernandez, Cardinal Tucho Fernandez, to Cardinal Ratzinger's old job as doctrinal cop. And now it comes out, Tucho Fernandez wrote a book in 1998 saying that orgasm, sexual pleasure, in itself is a road to God. He didn't mention marriage.
Wow.
It was nothing to do with the sacrament. It's just sex magic. It's occult mystical BS of the type that Aleister Crowley and Margaret Sanger used to indulge in. This is the guy in Ratzinger's old job, and
right.
we're still supposed to say, oh, no, nothing's going wrong here. Just, you know, I'll eat this with a knife and fork, whatever the Pope says.
Boy, talk about a paradigm swing there, you know, from Ratzinger, you know, to this guy. Well, plus on top of that, you know, going into this latest synod, the Pope purposely stacked the deck. How many new cardinals did he bring in, or bishops did he bring in that were of like-minded? He's overwhelmed the vote in such a way that the papacy is so compromised, John, going forward.
Oh, I know. My prayer is that when most of the cardinals that Pope Francis has gathered meet in Rome to elect his replacement, that a few conservative Africans, that their flights are delayed, and that a meteorite hits Rome. I call it the conclave meteorite. I want your listeners to join me in praying for the meteorite to obliterate most of the cardinals whom Pope Francis appointed. I mean, look, it's not up to me. It's up to God. But God controls the meteorites, which gives me some flicker of hope for the future of the church.
Well, you know, from time to time in history, God has judged humanity. In fact, there's a great movie that's coming out in March, to remind people of the flood. Because so many people, you know, they discount it. They just think, oh, it's just a fable story. It really is meaningless. No, there's a lot of meaning in what happened during the flood, and that God was disappointed with his creation. And that it was so unholy that he had to judge it. And he was long-suffering for, you know, for hundreds of years before he finally decided that that's it. And, you know, so God's going to judge, and we know that God will judge again, and God judges in between time, I think just by the basic infrastructure of his creation. Something has to intercede on this because, you know, especially the church, that Jesus went to the cross for to establish as our weapon against evil on this planet and this existence and this journey of life that we're on. And it's so perverted, John.
Oh, it's been hijacked. Listen, the U.S. Catholic bishops overall have become an immigration pyramid scheme and gay employment agency with a Catholic problem.
Yeah.
It's staggering. And that that's the church Pope Francis wants. The bishops in Africa said they're not going to do these sodomy blessings, and Pope Francis made some, like, veiled racist remarks about them, about their culture, culture that can't understand these things, like they are primitives.
Yeah.
You know, any one of these African cardinals is so much smarter than Pope Francis, just in terms of sheer IQ, sheer brain power. Pope Francis is somebody who should maybe be a nighttime manager at a small Cracker Barrel. I think that's what he could handle, you know, but if we are honest.
Yeah.
But he, like Kamala Harris, he failed his way up.
Yeah. Yeah, it is amazing. Well, this is what happens when you live in a box-checking society. You have the Biden administration, and sadly you have institutions, Christian institutions, that are falling by the wayside one after another because they're more sensitive to checking boxes than, oh, what did God say? John, about a minute, almost 2 minutes left. I did want you to touch on, because this ties in, regime Christians, the Sadducees, who don't care if their children live free, right?
Right. That's my new piece at stream.org. It's about... I pose some questions. You can judge yourself. You can diagnose yourself. Are you following the gospel? Are you following the moral law? Or are you following a breadcrumb trail laid down by Caesar and Mammon to guide you to be obedient and to be not an obstacle? I think the 2016 election and this current election are a great sorting. They're a great sifting.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see who are the sheep and who are the goats.
Yeah.
And the people who talk about Christian nationalism, people who suggest that Trump is racist, people who say that open borders are somehow Christian, they are outing themselves as the enemies of the church.
Right. Yeah, it's the questions that you pose here. I mean, they all come together, as Jesus said, you know, are you loving God or are you loving one another? I mean, you know, the way I see it breaking down here, but you've laid it out in such a way, you're going to cause people here, as they should, to pause for a moment and think about these things. These are necessary, especially in the midst of the what we see the trajectory of our country heading into. These are scary times, John.
They absolutely are. Let's keep praying.
Amen. Dr. John Zemarek, stream.org, that's where you want to go for more information. And his latest column, especially the one we were just talking about, which is regime Christians or Sadducees who don't care if their children live free. Thank you, John.
It's obvious the unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final...